Some prominent Republicans want Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to resign, but not the most important Republican.
First of all, when I asked the Secretary to stay on as Secretary of Defense, I was very pleased when he said yes. And I asked him to stay on because I understand the nature of the job of the Secretary of Defense, and I believe he's doing a really fine job.
President Bush spoke yesterday at a news conference. Another of Rumsfeld's defenders is Richard Perle. He was a close advisor to the Secretary and was seen as one of the advocates for war in Iraq. Perle says there have been mistakes in that war, but he doesn't blame Rumsfeld.
I don't believe he failed to prepare the U.S. Military. He was in the process when the war came of trying to prepare the U.S. military for wars of that type, and he was meeting enormous resistance because we had a military establishment that remained oriented toward a Cold War. So not only is the criticism wrong, it's perversely wrong. It's really quite the opposite.
When the Iraqi insurgency began to pick up in 2003, Paul Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld's deputy, publicly acknowledged that the Pentagon had not done a very thorough job of planning for the aftermath.
I think it's important to understand what planning means. It means that on the basis of the information that you have available, you do what can be done with the resources you have to be well positioned to deal with what you expect. It doesn't mean that you can correctly anticipate every development. It doesn't mean that you have the resources to deal even with every development that you do anticipate. And it is the worst kind of second guessing to suggest that because things didn't happen exactly as we thought they would, somehow someone is responsible for that failure.
Was there a limit in resources available to the U.S. military in this instance?
Of course, there are enormous limits. We went to war with the army that it inherited from previous administrations, with Shinseki's armor, with Bill Clinton's army establishment, and the establishment that, in turn, the Clinton administration had found when it took office. It takes years to change fundamentally the structure of our forces, the training, and to say that Donald Rumsfeld, who had to use military forces less than a year from taking office because we didn't have exactly the forces that would have been optimized for the mission, to say that he's responsible for that is ludicrous.
Why do you suppose that so many prominent Republicans, Trent Lott, John McCain, Chuck Hagel, come to mind, have suggested that Rumsfeld should be replaced?
I don't think three senators is so many prominent Republicans.
Susan Collins, a Republican
of Maine. Many other Republican senators who support him.
William Kristol, the editor of the Weekly Standard. It's not an enormous list, but it's a list.
It's a list, and it's a small enough list so that he doesn't need to be concerned about it. The president isn't concerned about it. Look, there are always going to be detractors. Rumsfeld had even more detractors before this war began. There's no question what he has attempted to do is controversial, particularly in transforming our military capabilities. But he's done it forcefully and courageously, and I believe to very good effect.
Mr. Perle, as you look at the way the war is being fought now in Iraq, do you think that the U.S. military, having had some experience in Iraq, considerable experience now, is fighting the right war in the right way with the right mix of forces?
I think we have made serious mistakes and continue to make mistakes, although fewer, I'm happy to say. And the principal mistake is not military at all. It's political. It is a failure to recognize that this war will be won not by American military forces, but by Iraqis. And the failure to empower Iraqis, to trust Iraqis, to turn to Iraqis early was a dreadful mistake. And we're still not moving sufficiently in the direction of transferring responsibility to the Iraqis by giving them the resources they need to defend themselves.
Should anyone be held responsible for that?
Well, ultimately, you have to hold the president responsible. I'm optimistic that when the Iraqis have a government they can call their own, you will find young Iraqis prepared to fight. But no one should be surprised if there's a reluctance on the part of Iraqi forces to exhibit great skill and courage on the battlefield when they don't have a government they can call their own. That's a political judgment, and the failure to move that along rapidly is a political failure, and it is certainly not the responsibility of the Secretary of Defense.
Well, Mr. Pearl, thanks very much.
Okay, all the best.
That's Richard Pearl, a former Pentagon advisor, a close advisor to Rumsfeld, who is now with the American Enterprise Institute. Today, Secretary Rumsfeld published a defense of his own in USA Today. He responds to questions about vehicle armor for U.S. troops in Iraq, and he says the Defense Department is working to send the proper equipment.